Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as you know, each week we have various guests on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. So today, we have five Mondays in the month of March, and when there's a fifth month, I always get the opportunity to speak twice. So today, we're going to talk about getting paid. One of the things I've noticed when talking to people, when I'm doing vending or when I'm out prospecting, those individuals who used to sell Avon, one of the problems that they had and they stopped selling Avon is because they were not getting paid properly or they could not see the money. So today that's what we're going to talk about, getting paid. Well, first of all, as you know, when you first become an Avon representative, you're given a couple of campaigns to earn maximum money as a maximum percentage so that you can earn maximum money as an Avon representative. And then as you move on, you would notice that your percentage of income will be predicated upon the amount of sales that you have coming in. So sales, the range is from $0 to $49. You know, you get 0% in terms of commission, and it goes up. And as you know, if you're a president's club, you know, you maintain 40%. So now let's talk about getting paid. Well, one of the things you want to do as an Avon representative, and I highly recommend this to everyone, when you first receive your kit, you'll notice that in your kit, they will send you, or Avon will give you, a credit card form. As an Avon representative, when you go into your credit card form, one of the things you should do right away is to place an order, which is you'll find in your business tools, you'll find order forms for credit cards. And for those who don't know where that is and you just want to write the numbers down, I do have the number for the form. And that number, and I'll give everybody a few minutes just to get a pen and piece of paper, if they don't have one in front of them. That number is 307-711. That's 307-711. That's the number to order credit card forms. Now, those credit card forms are to be used when you take a credit card order from a potential client who's buying the Avon product from you. Now, let me strongly recommend that if you're not using Avon credit card and you're using your own credit card system, I would strongly suggest that you still have your client, fill out this form. This shows you that this client cannot dispute the charges, because this is the charge that she actually put on her credit card. So you want to make sure that you have your client sign and fill out the credit card form appropriately. You may wish to also invest in what's called the imprinter. And the imprinter, what that does, it actually imprints a copy of your the credit card itself, the plastic card. You actually insert that in the printer, your imprinter, and then it will actually make a copy of it by sliding over, and the ink will make an impression. It will make an impression of the of the person's card. That's what you want to do. You want to make sure you have that. And that number is 307-712. That's 307-712. So let me go back a little bit and say that the credit card forms that you order, those are actually free. So you can go ahead and you can order those. Again, those are actually free. You can order as many as you like. But, however, the imprinter is a fee. I think it's something like $8 or $10, something like that. So you actually have to pay for the imprinter. Okay. Now, the other thing, once you have a person's credit card, you're not going to just imprint the person's card and have the person sign and then give them a product. No. That's not what you're going to do. What you're going to do is you're going to call Avon and approval over the phone. And what Avon will do, they want to get the approval, the proof that they had actually okayed that transaction. Avon will provide you as an Avon representative with a number, and that's the approval number. And then you take that number right back on the credit card form for your records. That proof, you have that as proof that you actually call that sale in, and that you you received a authorization from Avon. And so it appears to me that different district areas have a different call-in center. So I can only give you the telephone number for those individuals who are located under the Newark district. So this is the telephone number for the Newark district. It's 1-800-545-1702. That's 1-800-545-1702. And again, I cannot stress enough that I would do not give the client any products unless this this charge was. Now, once it was approved, now let's say, for example, someone ordered something and they use their credit card. Well, what happens is, you say, well, what happens to my commission at that point, because you're not actually getting the physical money from the client because they use their credit card. Well, what will happen is Avon, if you do not have a balance, if you don't owe Avon any money from the previous order, then what Avon will do, they will credit your account accordingly. You'll see that your account is a little less because of the fact that the credit card order was your commission was reduced from that. Now, some people like to vend, like myself, and I like to order a lot of I like to order products so I can have on my table, and also I have the Avon store, and so I have products there as well. And so what I had done as an Avon representative and as well as a business owner, I went to the website Square Up. That's SquareUp.com. That's SquareUp.com. And they have what is called a free merchant credit card reader. And the reason why I went with the Square, because I do a lot of vending, and I spoke to many merchants who have been vending for years and years and years, and many of them use what's called the Square. And so if you go to the website, squareup.com, you can apply for that service, and they will send you a free reader. Now, let me let you know about the percentage to use that they will take out of your earnings. They charge you a 2.75% off of your total sale. So that's a 2.75% off of your total sale. And you can say, oh, well, that sounds kind of high. But then, if you don't have any sales, there's no other charges. I'm in a salon, and the girl pays $30 a month whether she used her card or not. I've been doing this for many years. I have a lot of customers, and I have to say, and I have many businesses, and I have to say that I don't think I get over two credit card runs a month. So the 2.75, you know, is a good percentage for me, but I'd rather pay that than to pay the $30 a month. For example, if you have an order that's $100, then Square Up will pay you $97.25. They're really just taking out, I think, a couple of dollars out of your pay. I can live with that because many times you have the ability to accept credit cards sometimes increases the sale. Sometimes if the buyer thinks that she has to come out of pocket for $20 or $30, she may have second thought and say, you know, I only have $15 in my pocket. I'll just get you one item. But once you tell them that you have the ability to take a credit card or debit card, then what will happen, they will generally increase their sales. Square also have what is called, in addition to having the Square, sometimes people call you up and place an order over the phone called a manual transaction, where you don't have the physical card, but you can actually hit the number and you can punch them into your into the keypad. However, the percentage for that is higher. It's a 3.5% plus 15 cents that they charge you for that particular service, and that's when you do not have a reader, or you do not have a physical credit card in front of you. So the example of price range is $100. If you sell $100 to the client, you will get back $96.35 for that transaction, because it's 3.5 plus 15 cents is what they're charging you. What I normally do, make sure when you charge a person, make sure you charge them the tax. And I also put in that 75 cents that, you know, the Avon said we can charge or not. The card, this way you don't lose so much money in the percentage that you're being charged by Square Up. So again, Square Up will send you, once you sign for Square Up, they will send you a reader for free, and they will send you as many readers as you want. I have one in my car, I have one in my purse, I have one in the store, I have one in my vendor's bag. So I am never without a reader. I can always take someone's credit card information. And what's nice about the Square program, I can talk about this because I use this mostly, you could set up in your system. You know, you have certain things that people order all the time. You could pre-program it, which is kind of nice. Also, I just lost my train of thought again. If you go to your Apple Store or your App Store, your Google App Store or your Play Store, wherever you get your apps for your mobile device or for your home computer, you can download. Well, you don't want to do it on your home computer, but on your mobile device, you can download the app for free. The app is free, so you can download it onto your phone, and then you just take the little device, the reader, phone where you would normally put your headphone, and then you swipe the card that way. It's really, really, really neat. And then your phone, you have the option where you have your customer sign their name with their finger, or if you have some kind of a stylus, they can use the stylus. And then once they're signed, you have an option to either to email them a receipt, or they can be text the receipt, or they can say no thank you to the receipt. So that's that with the reader. And if you're using your own Square to take credit card orders, I would still use the credit card form that Avon have. I would use it as my record. And this way, or if you have the imprint to wipe the, you know, rub it through the imprint to get the impression of the card, and then sign it, but don't send it to Avon. You know, just have that for your actual record. For those who have PayPal also has a free reader as well, and they also have an app as well for you to download on your phone, and it works just like the SquareUp.com reader. The only thing, but the PayPal, I will have to say, is a little cheaper than the Square. The Square was 2.75%, The PayPal is only 2.7, so that's a nice little savings. It's 2.7. I have both, but I started using the Square, and I feel really, really comfortable with that. And even when I had someone dispute a charge, you know, I was still able to win my the dispute, and Square kept me in the loop via email on what the progress of the activities in that case was going. So, you know, you definitely want to make sure you use a credit card form. You want to make sure you have to take credit cards. Let people know that if you buy the Square, they will send you the decals, and therefore Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. Those are the logos that's on their little decal. As you know, Avon no longer takes American Express. A lot of places don't take American Express anymore, but Avon discontinued taking American Express card. So that's one card you cannot offer your clients the opportunity to use when making a purchase. Okay, so I think we've covered everything as it relates to the Square, the PayPal, and the Avon credit card, in which you will have people fill out the form and sign it. And let me just let you sit so I'm very clear. The Square and the PayPal, they do not have a credit card form for your customers. So I would just use the Avon one and just add your record. Okay, so let's talk about checks. The only way I would take a check, a personal check from a client, is if I know the client or if the client is paying me well in advance before delivery, so you give that check the opportunity to clear. If you're doing a home party and there's a hostess involved and she's having a party, you know, have the guest write the checks to the hostess. This way you don't have bounced checks going through your account. So if taking a personal check, Avon will not take a check from your client. So I would either take the check and have it cleared before delivering the product. And again, if you're doing a home party, have your guest write the check and sign the check and payable to the hostess and let the hostess give you the money. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is when you maximizing your dollars. So I started to talk a little bit about the earning chart, which you can find under your earning opportunities tab. And the chart goes from 0 to $49.99, which you get zero commission. Then it's $50 to $149.99, which you get 20% commission. Then it's $150 to $294.99, which you get 30% commission. And then you have $295 to $439.99, which is $35, 35% commission. And then you have $440 to $924.99, which is 40%. And then you have $925 to $1,574.99, where you get 45%. And then you have $1,575 when you get 50% and above, anything over that above. So what I would place you on, especially in the beginning, I would strongly suggest looking at the chart that you have and then add up your sales. And you can see when you put them in your cart, before you get ready to submit it to Avon, look at the cost. Sometimes you may have an order. Take, for example, if the order is from $50 to $149, you get 20%. But at $150 to $249, you get 30%. You know, sometimes if your order is $140, you know, you're better off buying, say, a skin soap cloth, which you know you can get rid of, for $9 to bring that order up to $149.99. And this way it will put you in a higher earning bracket. So, you know, before you place the order, look at the chart, look at the number that you have, and see if if you're better off if you spent maybe $2 or $5 more to put you in the higher percentage. A lot of people don't do that, and they miss out on their earnings by doing that. So make sure you know, and you know, if you want to, I would suggest downloading that chart, making a copy of it, and this way, wherever you do your orders, you have that right in front of you. The other thing I want to talk about is taking your deposit. One of the things I do when I train a new Avon representative, I strongly stress to them that do not, I don't care who that person is to you, do not order or do not give the client an order unless they pay you. If they don't have the money at the time, I call the client and I text the client or I email the client, however you want to communicate with the client. I let them know via email, text, or phone call that the order is due and the order is going to be delivered on XYZ date and this is the amount it's going to cost. And if they don't have that money on hand, then I don't deliver it. Then I ask them, what would be a better day for me to come by and bring your product? No product. I don't care who the person, I don't care how they relate to you. Do not give the person their product unless they give you money. Because things happen. And, you know, if they get the order and they haven't paid you, then, you know, something always comes up that's more pressing. The other thing I would strongly, strongly, strongly suggest, especially when you're a new Avon representative, to get a deposit. And what I would say to people, get 50%. If you have 50% of the order of the deposit, then that can help you pay for your Avon order before it comes. $200 in sales, and you've got 50% out of an order from everybody. That's $100 that you can send to Avon, and then pretty much, depending on where where you are on the scale, sliding scale, that will determine how much more you have to send to Avon. But at least it's not the whole 200. And then it makes it easier on your client to pay you because now she's vested because she's put some money towards, and not $1 or $2, she's paid half of her bill. So she's more than likely she's going to come up with the other half because she doesn't want to lose that money to give you the rest of the balance. The other thing I do also with clients, on their receipts, and yes, I still use the little pink book receipts, which you can get in the book, and our tools. I use those as reference notes, $5, and they give me $40, $220, and I don't have change, they don't have change, blah, 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 blah. So now I owe that person $5. I put that on their pink form that they have, that I owe them $5. This way, when they place their next order, I can go back and say, oh, yeah, I owe Mary Sue $5. So, you know, so I have that information written down on my receipt. So, you know, still use your pink receipt. I mean, they are golden. The other thing you want to do also, and making sure you're getting paid, when you go into your web office and tab, and you go all the way to the other, to the right-hand side, there's a drop-down box that has view save invoices. One of the things I do, I put everybody in my Avon address book, phone numbers and the email address, and if possible the address. Because a lot of times, I don't remember who these people are, but I do have, when I look at the orders, when I pull out their invoices, their phone number and their address are there. So, you know, you want to put everybody in that address book, your Avon address book. And then when a person places an order, you put the order under those individual names. I mean, that's a wealth of information because a lot of times, for more than one reason, you have a client who will call you and say they want to order the lipstick that they ordered 2 months ago, and you don't remember, she don't remember the name and number of the lipstick. But if you go back and you search her name, just her name, and your invoice, your saved invoices, you'll see all her orders, and you can go through that. You can search through her invoices to see that particular name of the lipstick that she had ordered that she liked. So that's one of the great tools that you have is to make sure you do put everybody's information in individually. This way they have their own individual receipt. And it looks very professional. It calculates your taxes. If you want to put that 75 cents in it, it puts that in there. It's just a great, great tool. And then I print them out, and I actually staple it on their bag. And so it's a great look. It's very neat and does everything. It helps with packing the order. It's just phenomenal. So you definitely want to start doing it. If you haven't done so already, you really want to start doing that. Another thing I wanted to talk about is returns. Sometimes you have clients who have, for some reason, they have to return the item, and they, you know, because they don't like it or it doesn't fit or whatever, blah, 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 blah. So one of the things I do, I send my returns in once a month. Once a month, I take, you know, every 30 days, I send all my returns, and I put them in a certain section of my house, whether it's a box or wherever you want to put them, and I gather all the returns. And then at that particular point, you know, the last delivery that I make with clients, like, for example, we're getting our orders tomorrow, I believe. So I will probably, like, if I had returns, I already sent my returns, but if I had returns, I would wait to maybe, like, I would deliver my orders. If I get them Tuesday, I will deliver them Wednesday and Thursday. I'll wait until about Friday or maybe even Monday to give those people opportunity to tell me they don't like it or whatever. And then I ship all my products back one time. And the reason why I do that, because, you know, I don't have to pay $6 and change that one simple fee over and over and over again. I just pay once a month, and that works out for me. So you definitely want to do that. You want to plan your returns. This way it doesn't eat up into your money as well. Okay, so I think we hit a lot of subjects. We talked about the earning chart. We talked about the square. I just want to go over some numbers again in case you didn't get those. Okay, so the Avon credit card form is 307-711. That's 307-711, and those are free. The imprinter, the Avon imprinter, is 307-712. That's 307-712. The telephone number to call in your credit card orders to Avon is 1-800-545-1702. That's 1-800-545-1702. And the to order the free Square Reader, is you have to go to the website squareup.com. That's SQUAREUP.com, squareup.com. And if you prefer using the PayPal, go to paypal.com to request and sign up for their reader. I think it doesn't hurt, doesn't cost you anything. I think if you know, go ahead and just go ahead and apply for either the Square or the PayPal, because it doesn't hurt. It's better to have than don't need, than the need to don't have. So, you know, go ahead, you owe that to yourself. Okay, with that, I think we're done. This was our order taking week, so everybody, if you have not placed an order, it's not too late. You can still go ahead and place your order for the last campaign that we're in, Campaign 8. And, you know, make it happen. The weather's going to get warm. We're going to talk about Easter we're going to start talking about Mother's Day gifts in the month of April. So, you know, look forward to that. And this is the last call before Easter. So I wish everyone a happy Easter. And make it happen, everyone. Take care.